Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host, as always. I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give parents and families and everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Once again, I came out saying I wanted to talk about Pokemon, and more crazy news is breaking. So, I thought I'd talk about something else. Pokemon doesn't come out until, like, Christmas time, and Lord knows we'll have plenty of time. And our core podcast, which I am actually recording this evening with Amanda Farrow, will be a full breakout of everything that we know about Pokemon Sword and Shield. So make sure to subscribe to Engage a Family Gaming Podcast if you do not already for that information. But reports started circulating yesterday that Microsoft is preparing to announce and release within the next 60 days their digital-only console. Now, here's what that means. What that means is if these reports are true, and you know they're being sourced from Windows Central, which is a company that definitely knows a lot about Microsoft and their inner workings, etc. I'm guessing has a few connections. That this device is going to be I don't know why I can't talk this morning. The device is going to be an Xbox One X, not X, S. Xbox One S. So the right now, the lower end console, Xbox One S, with no disk drive in it. What that means, ideally, is that they would be able to reduce the cost and to manufacture it, which means they might be able to reduce the cost at retail, and then they would sell it they'd be able to sell it this year. The report is saying that it should be available for sale as soon as May, which is not that far away from now. But, you know, if they're saying that they're ready for May, that means it could be really anytime this summer also. And this is a really interesting move. One way to combat the used game market is to simply not use discs at all. Microsoft has done an amazing job over the last, I'd say, you know, handful of years. What they have been doing is kind of conditioning people to use their products digitally. They've been moving people in that direction. Some subtle things that they have done. Their backwards compatibility initiative is even encouraging people to use their, use their hard drives, right? Like, you put the disc in, but it downloads the game, and kind of uses that as a key. The Xbox Game Pass, where you get, if you are an Xbox Game Pass subscriber, you get all their games at no cost, essentially. I mean, I'm going to say this. $10 a month is very cheap. It's $120 a year, really. If you think about it, it's $120 a year for every game Microsoft puts out. Now, right now, that's not a huge number, but you're guaranteed a Forza game, and then at least a couple of other ones, not to mention the fact that there are other games being added to that service all the time. So, but the key is, though, this is not Netflix. This is more Netflix than it is Gamefly, right? You are streaming these games, or more appropriately, you're downloading them to your hard drive. You're not streaming them. You need to have the hard drive space. So they have been conditioning people. Okay, I want this game. I need to download it. Now, there are a lot of folks year over year that have converted to all digital. They buy their games digitally. There are a lot of folks, especially if you are buying games late in the life cycle, where you can get games for pennies on the dollar, buying games that are a couple of years old. For example, right, I mean, and this isn't Xbox related, but on the PlayStation Network store right now, there's a sale going. And Deus Ex Mankind Divided, I think that's the second one. The second one in the series, right? It's on sale for $4. The game was $60 at launch. Now it's $4. So the idea of And people are already kind of used to that, right? Digital games can go on crazy sales down the line. So Microsoft and, you know, even PlayStation 2 have been kind of conditioning people to move in this digital direction. But they haven't been able to, like, fully cut the cord. Now, this is a real test because if they put out this device and it has a nice chunky hard drive, or at the very least has a nice USB port, so you can plug in an external. There are plenty of companies selling external hard drives with big space. You can get a 1 terabyte external hard drive, which will be a lot of games for not a lot of money, you know, around $100, if not less. This is a big deal. If people really latch onto this, especially if they're able to put it down at a lower price point, no one's buying this, you know, and anybody who buys this game for their family or for themselves, they're not buying Xbox One discs. Like, they're not going to walk into their local GameStop and look at the Xbox One section and look for games, because they can't, right? If they're interested in a new game, they're going to boot up Xbox Game Pass. And because if you're just looking for something random to play, you're going to go to Xbox Game Pass if you're on Xbox One. And so it really feels like this is, it feels like this is the opening salvo in what could be a real push to try and encourage as many people as possible to move into a all-digital future. And I think that makes a lot of sense over time. I think it's a smart move because one of the biggest criticisms at the beginning of this, life cycle of this console, right, was Microsoft tried to do too much too fast. They tried to push the digital future. They tried to make it so you can share digital games with your family. You know, they tried to do all this stuff, which you can kind of already do on PC, which is mainly an all-digital environment, right? Like, they tried to do all this stuff, and people resisted it. But part of that was because it was the entire line, right? Like, it was the only thing that they did. Well, now, it's not the only thing that they do. Now, it is part of their line. They still have the Xbox One X, which is going to use discs and, you know, all that. But they're going to have, like, this sneaky little box. And I can say for certain, I see no reason why we would buy we live in the East Coast, we have relatively good internet. I see no reason why I would buy a disc-based Xbox unless I was given, like, a real reason to do so. Especially if they bring the price lower, considering the fact that all of these digital, all of these digital programs are, they actually make games cheaper. So for budget-conscious families, which I know there's a lot of us, I mean, I if they can get this thing down to $200, right? If someone can roll out for Christmas this year for $200, maybe they bundle it with a controller, right? A download code from Minecraft or something. You wouldn't even need a download code for Minecraft because Minecraft is on Xbox Game Pass. So, maybe it comes with, 3 free months of Game Pass and, bundles it with a controller, right? For $200 and, up front, and then $10 a month for the a year, $120 a year, to have infinity video games sounds pretty great to me. That just cuts off that outlet to, having those kids, when it's time to buy more games, heading into GameStop. These are just reports, but they are coming from reliable sources. We're going to know more about that today, but I got really excited about it because this is absolutely a thing that, we need to keep our eyes on, because if, especially if Xbox does it and does it well, it wouldn't surprise me if the PlayStation folks do something similar down the road. This is something that they can follow, making a PlayStation, a lower-end PlayStation that doesn't have disk drive. I know for certain, you know, we aren't going to get one now. You know, there's no reason we have an Xbox. However, you know, down the line, if we had to replace it, or if they just have a similar system for the next generation Xbox, yeah, absolutely, we would do that. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So this was meant to be a conversation starter. Love to hear what you guys have to say. Here's the question. The question is, if Xbox is releasing a disk drive free Xbox One S, and it was around $200, would you buy it? Leave your answer in the comments. I'd love to hear what you have to say, and we'll go from there, all right? I will talk to you soon, and yeah, we'll talk tomorrow. Maybe we'll have a chance to talk about Pokemon. I don't know. Until then, have a great day, and don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye.